into greatness or on growing all the way up. A human is a really cheerful creature. That is perhaps our most beautiful feature. You have to live deep and examine life, and never pay much attention to strife. What things may come, face them with courage and in dignity, and it won't be long before triumphs turn to tranquility. We are each an unstoppable rolling thunder. The human mind truly is a wonder. Socrates would say, "Be of good cheer and live life in joy and wisdom, for it is dear." And once you rise above fear, there will be a whole new wisdom to hear. The complicated books won't seem so dense, and day by day they will open to make more sense. Only debt and paperwork is made in college. You will still need greatness, wisdom, and authentic functional knowledge. The very first step towards greatness is always found in books. Do not let anyone scare you away. They are just hollow crooks. To listen and hear books, you will need peace. Make room, and your beautiful adventure will never cease. The direction is not just forward, but also up. Book by book will set your mind free from any trap. You are meant to join philosophers in their wisdom and not to be some cog in a preset system. All human beings must rise. We must each reach for the sky. And before you know it, you will begin to teach. You will help others look up and reach. And eventually, wisdom of books combines to give you great might, and you become a true source of enlightenment and light. With a beautiful vision, you will learn to resist derision. With your enhanced perception, you will see through any and all deception. And when all your experience and knowledge begins to connect, you will multiply the power of your intellect. Try to understand, and as soon as you can, that you must rise. You must discover and inherit wisdom and become wise. And in wisdom, with a greater view, you are sure to hear greatness call out to you.